This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Despite repeated denials, Iran has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner that it was misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered any necessary measure, including compensation. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
176 people died in the tragedy. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump appeared in a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle Friday night, and he identified one of the facilities.
We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad.
In western Croatia, authorities fear that a number of people died today in a care home fire. It took an hour to extinguish the blaze. At least 20 people died when a double-decker bus caught fire after colliding late Friday with a truck on a highway in northern India. Another 21 people were taken to a hospital, some in critical condition. Police suspect the truck driver lost control of his vehicle. He escaped the fire. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea says it will not resume nuclear talks with the United States unless Washington unconditionally accepts its demands. What could that mean? VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea, that dictator Kim Jong-un may have decided to play tough in 2020.
U.S.-North Korea talks have been stalled since early 2019. The North is now sending strong signals that things will not improve anytime soon. Kim last week said his country should be prepared for a long-term standoff with the U.S. He also threatened to resume major missile or nuclear tests. A move like that could disrupt the personal relationship between Trump and Kim, who have exchanged personal letters and met three times. But the relationship hasn't led to wider progress. By some estimates, North Korea has added enough nuclear material for 10 more bombs since Trump and Kim held their first summit in June 2018. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased somewhat, and authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather. That should allow firefighters to improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. Among the fire stories being reported from Australia, one of the lesser known is what is happening to animal life in the fire zones. It is a sad situation. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Bushfires have had a terrible impact on Australia. Lives have been lost, hundreds of homes destroyed, and vast areas of land incinerated. The disaster has also had catastrophic consequences for animals. Images of badly burnt koalas, Australia's famous furry marsupials, have come to define the severity of the fire emergency. The University of Sydney has estimated that more than a billion mammals, birds and reptiles, as well as hundreds of billions of insects, have died in the fires. Experts have warned that for some species, we're looking at imminent extinction. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons today talked about the break in the weather.
We've still got thousands of kilometres of fire edge that needs to be consolidated and tied up over the coming week. We really want to take advantage of the more mild conditions that are before us over these next 5 to 7 days to see if we can get as much consolidated and as much contained as we can before we see any return to warmer conditions.
The U.S. has placed more economic sanctions on Iran in response to its missile attacks on two Iraqi bases, which housed American troops. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.